I think each piece becomes more individual. Well, it's paradoxical in a way, because on the one hand, you sense, Beethoven's personality is there through every note of from the earliest to the latest. Different, incredibly different they are. But I mean, his everything, his tenderness and his humour and his intensity and his imagination and everything is there in one form or another. And so you feel, he's imbuing everything with him, with whatever Beethoven is in music. But on the other hand, at the same time, you feel how different, something like 18-3 is from 1-3-2. I mean, what a completely different world, what different language, the scale, the scope. I mean, everything is. Well, that's the astonishing thing about the cycle, that it has such unity and such diversity. And which is the quality of, I'd say that's obviously something it's built into us as humans to admire, isn't it? I mean, scientific theories, the simpler and smaller they are, and the more diverse material they cover, the more exciting they are to scientists. And I think, the more, say in variation form, I mean, the more there's one germ which goes through everything, but it manages to give birth to incredibly different characters, the more we somehow enjoy that. So I think the cycle, the fact that it contains such differences, and yet, you would recognize every bar as being by Beethoven, is somehow wonderful for us. And I think we've done other cycles and Mozart and so on, but there is not the same variety. I mean, the differences between, say, K387 and K590 and K499 are not so great as the differences between 131 and 181, I mean, which are just enormous and unthinkable. And the same really with Schubert and very few Mendelssohn. I mean, very few composers have this span that Beethoven gets. Bach doesn't either. I mean, this is not, that it's good or bad, but it's just extraordinary somehow.